Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I've been doing some of my top hit replays over the last couple of weeks as I have been really dealing with some very deep grief. I want to thank all of you that sent me such beautiful messages of support and encouragement, and it really did bring me comfort. For those who are unaware, I did lose my 19-year-old kitty cat, Elsie, and my 14-year-old dog girl, Teddy, who was 14. And that was about a month ago. And we lost them within a week of each other. And we were quite devastated. Anyone that has known the love of an animal, that unconditional love and bond, knows the type of pain that this is. And I want to thank all of you for sending me cards and letters and notes and gifts that I will be sharing in some upcoming shows. I am going to be talking about this very troubling millions and millions of dollars that are going to these new cocktail companies. And of course, I'm not talking about alcohol, but who knows what's kind of ingredients are in these. And this comes on the heels of some of the videos that I've been replaying that have been so troubling to many of you about RFK Jr.'s stance on pushing for safety testing. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't know how you can make poison safe. I mean, this kind of diatribe of pushing for more testing and more oversight, it's like giving a condom to a rapist. I mean, there are harms that cannot be mitigated. So I'm very troubled by that narrative of pushing for more oversight, trust the FDA. And, you know, YouTube says we need to trust the FDA and the WHO and the CDC. And apparently RFK believes that, and Del Bigtree, and I've done videos on that in the past. So I want to share with you the information that actually came from Children's Health Defense. Many of you are subscribed to that newsletter and you sent it to me and you wanted my commentary. And that's what I'm going to share with you as soon as I share with you a message from my longtime sponsor, NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's where we're heading over right now. So NobleGoldInvestments.com tells us that there is a recession tsunami incoming, and there's something called de-dollarization. Of course, there are bank failures that are looming. There's financial destruction. But here we've got the legendary actor, Kevin Sorbo, who is also a savvy investor. He has your lifeline called the Economic Crisis Toolkit. And you can get that here at NobleGoldInvestments.com. So with Noble Gold's expertise and Sorbo's wealth wisdom, you can navigate the storm and emerge victorious. This comprehensive toolkit that you can click right here on Sorbo Masterclass will take you here where you will get this free information. It includes exclusive videos, an in-depth, more than one in-depth guide, and eye-opening webinars. So basically, it's an arsenal of financial knowledge, and it is yours absolutely free. So you can recession-proof your wealth. Don't wait for this economic wave to crash down on your dreams. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Sign up for the Economic Crisis Toolkit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Friends, I want to talk about this article that was published in the Children's Health Defense newsletter or blog called The Defender. So we're going to hop right on over there. And it caught my eye. So let me share my screen and we'll take a look at it together. This is titled The Epic Waste of $500 Million. Scientists slam HHS, which is the Health and Human Services funding for next generation cooties, oral and nasal cocktail trials. I'm just saying it that way for the algorithm here. Now, I will show you the companies that are getting money to do these pills and sprays, which is quite troubling to me. But there was something even more troubling to me on this website. So I actually clicked through and got the information, which we'll look at in just a moment. But let me share with you what really is troubling. So here we go. Further down into the article, it says, Brian Hooker, PhD, the Children's Health Defense Chief Scientific Officer, echoed this researcher's concern about potential shedding, calling it a nightmare like other live virus cocktail formulations. All right. Let me know in a comment why you think this comment of Hooker's troubles me. He goes on to say that cooties mutates rapidly, and that immunity will still wane precipitously for the new cocktail candidates, just as it did with the existing cocktails. He said that the new ones are just more Me Too technologies that are late to the party for cooties. All right. I want to talk a little bit more. Let me just keep going, because he also says, as we go a little further, you'll see that Hooker noted that the nasal cocktails can be effective. Mucosal immunity provides defenses at the mucous membrane level through a type of antibody called secretory IgA, which is also immunoglobulin A, along with humoral IgF and IgM antibodies. This is Brian Hooker, the chief officer. Let's see, what was he called? The chief scientific officer for Children's Health Defense is claiming that, just what I read you, that cooties exist and that it mutates rapidly, and that these nasal type of delivery systems for the cocktails are very effective, and that they can give you antibodies. Okay, just want you to understand this narrative and what the Children's Health Defense believes. And Children's Health Defense was founded and is headed up by RFK Jr. Now, I will tell you that they changed the website around a little bit after I exposed the, I'll just say it, vaccine safety action steps that he wants you to take. And they kind of buried that a little bit deeper in the website. But so that right there is a narrative that is very troubling to me. And over the last several videos that I've replayed for you, this whole safety testing narrative is very troubling. Please watch the previous video I did with all of the questions I have about who exactly are they going to be tested on, for how long, how do you know that they work, who's going to be paid for this, who's going to be harmed by this, how long do these studies need to be, and how do we actually trust who's doing the studies, because Granny Gates is one of the companies that gets the money to do the studies. And if you trust him, well, you're probably on the wrong channel. All right, I'll just put it that way. So what we're going to look at next is the $500 million, because see, that was my question, one of my questions. Who benefits from all of the safety testing that Del Bigtree and RFK Jr. and Brian Hooker and others are promoting? Okay, Steve Kirsch is another that comes to mind. You may like what he has to say. I just want you to be aware of what is happening when you have a push for safety testing rather than pushing for the fact that you have the right to not participate in any of these government requirements. I'm not going to call them mandates. That has to come from a court of law. But my question always has been, who benefits from this narrative? Well, I showed you yesterday in yesterday's video that Granny Gates benefits from this narrative. And let's take a look now, shall we, at these other companies that are getting money from your tax dollars. So first of all, we're going to look at the BARDA Awards. I don't like that name. It sounds very military, and these acronyms are so strange. It stands for Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, and it comes from the Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response, probably from under Trump's days. I'm not sure. I would have to dig a little deeper, but basically, it all is under the Health and Human Services, and it is announcing up to $500 million in Project Next Gen funding to plan and execute multiple phase 2B clinical trials evaluating the novel cocktails administered as a nasal spray or as a pill. And remember, Brian Hooker just said that the nasal sprays are very effective in giving you antibodies. All right, I'm not on board with that message. All right, that's going to give parents and others the trust and faith and confidence, because remember, Del Bigtree wants vaccine confidence. I've done several videos on that. And apparently I'm not smart enough to understand his very clever strategy, but I'm not in favor of that. I'll just speak bluntly. So let's take a look at the three companies that are getting money to do these safety trials that everybody except me apparently is in favor of. So $453 million to VaxArt, these names are so strange, of San Francisco, who is developing the oral pill. And they're going to get an initial $65.7 million for the early trial milestones. All right, friends, before I go any further, I don't even really need to go any further, but I will. This is exactly the problem when you push for safety testing, when that is your platform and that's what you build your name on, so that one day you can actually say, they're safe. I've been telling you that we've been working for safety, and they are, because they've undergone 1 year of safety trials. And so you can believe the FDA, and you can believe the CDC, and you can believe the other three-letter agencies, the HHS. And we know that they're safe because they got all of this money and they said they were safe. And so you can take it from me. That's a plausible next statement from these individuals that are pushing for the safety testing. But let's set that aside for a moment. Millions and millions and millions of dollars that could be going to, I don't know, solving homelessness, solving the drug addiction problems. They're sending all this money to San Francisco, to this cooties cocktail company. Why not use it to clean up the city? I mean, that's one thing I could think of. All of this money going, let's take a look at exactly who it's going to, for their safety trials. So wouldn't it be weird if RFK Jr. and Del Bigtree, I don't know, I'm not saying that they have any connections to VaxArt or CastleVax or CyanVac, which is another one, like cyanide, CyanVac. They all are getting millions and millions and millions of dollars for safety testing. I'm just letting that sink there for a moment. These big pharma companies are getting millions and millions of dollars for safety testing on the cocktails. Just saying. Let's take a look now, shall we? I will leave you the links to these videos. Better yet, I'll leave the links in my Substack to encourage you to go to peggyhall.substack.com. It's absolutely free. I will have to do a video for you coming up that Substack is going woke also. So let's use their platform and benefit from the information that I can share for you there in a written form. So I will have links for you there. Let's take a look over here at these three companies. Okay, here's the first one, and it's called VaxArt. I just find that a strange name, like art, science and art now comes together, I guess. Welcome to the oral cocktail movement. Making the world a better and safer place, one pill at a time. Well, that's perfect for the pill pushers. It's perfect for those that want all the safety testing, and you can watch to learn more, and you can meet the CEO. Now, I do believe he's Chinese, Steve Low, and that's great. I have a lot of Chinese friends. As I told you before, I don't care for the communist ones. And maybe that's just me. So, on March 6th, just recently, like right in tandem with all these millions of dollars, got a big smile on his face because he got a big payday. He announced that VaxArt announced that it had hired Steve Low to become its new chief executive officer. So he's been in big pharma since 1995. And you can read all about this in the link. The other company that's getting money is CastleVax. So there's pushing the royalty theme, I guess. And yeah, there's the people that I guess are going to be benefiting from it. And why are they even showing that? I thought that the cocktails worked. Why do you have to do the suffocation device? Very, very strange. All right. So CastleVax now is enabling our world to quickly and effectively prepare for the next pandemic because they know it's coming. Yeah. Isn't that amazing that they have a crystal ball? CastleVax has a crystal ball. And it's so sad that they appear to be preying upon people that might look like they're in a hard hit economic status. Maybe that's just me. So here they are going to have the intranasal NDV based booster, and it's going into phase 2B clinical efficacy testing. Well, that must make RFK Jr. and Dell very happy because they're going into more testing, and that's what they stand for. It's all over their websites. I showed that to you. So here's another one. The next one is CyanVac, like cyanide. Isn't that pleasant? So CyanVac here is also getting money from your tax dollars. Oh, and the money that they print out of thin air. So I have no idea which this is. It kind of looks like, you know how they had those hams on Easter and you put the little cloves into the ham? That's what it looks like to me. CyanVac. So they're looking for, their mission is to tackle the world's most pressing infectious diseases with cocktails that can be easily delivered worldwide. So they got your money and my money and the money that was printed out of thin air. And what they're doing is developing the cocktails using a proprietary transformational, of course, flu cocktail, flu virus, because, you know, of course, and based on a virus 5 based vector. They're going to make robust intranasal cocktails that are easy to administer, easy to transport, and easy to manufacture. So I hope that is helpful for you to see where this trail of tears related to safety testing actually lands. I showed you that Granny Gates with his Gavi gets millions and millions of dollars because he needs that money. Of course he does. And is, you know, RFK Jr. and Steve Kirsch, he had the Vaccine Safety Research Council, I guess. And then Dell with his vaccine confidence bill, they're all in favor of safety testing. I don't know who these innocent guinea pigs are going to be. It really is troubling to me when they want safety testing for childhood cocktails, because those would have to be tested on children. And children don't have the right to say no. It's the parents that are going to be doing that. So I find them as unwilling, innocent victims. Maybe that's just me. Many of you have mentioned the innocent animals that are also tested on. I will be bringing you an in-depth look at what goes on with all of these drugs, the harms that are perpetrated upon animals when the outcome actually has nothing to do with human beings. Even if you, not you smart ones, but some of y'all in the back row said, well, Peggy, does that mean you don't approve of any testing? And my answer would be, you're right, because I would rather go for the God-given types of remedies that people did long before the Rockefellers came on the scene with their new wave of medicine. Yes, I'll have to do a video for you on that as well. So yeah, no, I'm not in favor of that on innocence. Now, if you personally want to sign up for a clinical trial and get paid for it, or just do it for the common good, then I applaud you because that's your right of choice. And I have a choice of not participating in any imposed medical intervention that I don't want to participate in. And I will continue with that message, and I will continue to promote that message, because in my humble opinion, that is far more important than telling people that you can make poison safer and to have all of this money going to the big pharmaceutical companies that are so happy to participate in these phase 2B clinical trials that Dell and Bobby are all in favor of. What say you, friends? Thanks for being on board. I do want to remind you that I do a monthly live private webinar for those of you that are subscribers, paid subscribers to my Substack, or are on board over at peggyhall.tv, or if you are a financial supporter of the program. If you think you should be in this webinar and you did not get an invite, please email support@thehealthyamerican.org. And we do this every month, the last Saturday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific. I've had amazing guests on that webinar. We had Amanda Vollmer last month, and this month we've got Dr. Sam Bailey. And I think she would love to have a conversation with Brian Hooker, PhD, who is the chief scientific officer for RFK Jr.'s Children's Health Defense. So there's a little bit of a disconnect there, and hopefully people will have their eyes opened and learn more about the truth about how our bodies work and how diseases operate. I'll just put it that way. All right, friends, thanks for being on board. Big shout out to the moderators, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.